You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Always my favorite conversation of the year. Talk about one of the icons of all the cool stuff happening in Metro Atlanta. I love the Georgia Aquarium. It's going to be a great conversation again.
Absolutely. I always love to hear what's going on at the aquarium in the wintertime.
I don't think people realize, even though we talk about it every year on the show, all the great holiday things they got going on.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing. Again, we were talking about earlier on a different show for this month that people just don't take advantage of everything Atlanta has to offer. There's so much to do. Oh, yeah, there's no reason for the kids to say, I'm bored.
Oh, I'm in the South. There's nothing Christmassy here. I mean, there's so much going on. It's almost staggering. So, but that's our job, is to bring attention to all these great things. So let's get to it. We're joined this morning by Christy Ray. She's the Director of Marketing with the Georgia Aquarium.
Good
Christy,
morning.
Welcome. How are you?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm doing well. It's good to see you. Thanks for making time to join us. I know you guys are awfully busy this time of year, so grateful for you swinging by. Before we get into our conversation, take a quick second, tell us a bit about you, your background, and then for the few people in town who don't know about Georgia Aquarium, give us a quick overview.
Sure. Well, like you said, I'm Christy Ray. I'm the Director of Marketing, Promotions, Brand, Advertising, all that good stuff at the Aquarium. I've been here for 5 years now.
Wow.
At the Aquarium. And before that, I'm actually a native of Ohio, a Midwest girl, come from the world of retail and worked in different shopping malls in Ohio doing marketing for them. So that was really fun and really cool transition to come down here and market a different entertainment venue. And this time, something that's really drew me to the aquarium was working for a nonprofit organization that gives back to the community. And I think getting into telling people about Georgia Aquarium, I think that's one of the things that people aren't always necessarily aware of. They think of us as this huge, beautiful attraction that they can bring their kids to and have such a great time. And of course, we are all of that, but we're also a nonprofit organization. And I think you get to a point sometimes in your life where you're like, I want to give back and know that the place that I'm working is doing something good for the planet, for the community, those kinds of things. And so that really meant a lot to me whenever I came to work at the aquarium. And like you said, for the few people who haven't been there, most of the people in Atlanta have been to the aquarium before. I think they think of it as a one and done. But as we know, there's always so much new to see there and always something new, always a new experience. Even if you were there last week, you're going to have a new experience next week whenever you come to the aquarium. But just in the past year, we've added a California sea lion exhibit, if you haven't been. We have a brand new dolphin presentation called Dolphin Celebration that's so fun. And we're there whenever we had the AT&T Dolphin Tales show that was kind of more Broadway-esque. And this one is much more focused on education. And it's all about the connection between our animals and their trainers and learning more about the animals and those kinds of things. And that's something that we're really focused on as we move forward with new things going on at the aquarium. Of course, we have 6 amazing galleries. We have one of the largest single indoor aquatic habitats in the world at Ocean Voyager, built by the Home Depot. Of course, there's, you know, the whale sharks and the manta rays, hundreds of other sharks and fish in that gallery. And then Coldwater Quest with the penguins and the belugas. We have River Scout, that's all of our freshwater animals. Tropical Diver with all of the tropical animals and coral reef. And then the Dolphin Gallery and the Sea Lion Gallery.
I want to go again.
I know. I love it there. It's such a fun aquarium.
Yeah. And that's just going to see the aquarium. Like, there's so many programs and stuff that, you know, with special events and sleepovers and behind the scenes tours and dive with the animals and swim and things with the penguins behind the scenes. You know, so many different experiences that you can have, and great Christmas and holiday gifts to buy for your friends and family when they're in town to come and meet a penguin or a sea otter. I mean, those are just experiences you can't have anywhere else.
Right. And you can give the gift of an experience versus,
I mean,
giving,
that's what people are looking for so much now.
I know. I'm just like, don't give me anything I have to
do. I have so much stuff. I don't need any more stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I want to do stuff with my friends and my family and have those experiences. Yeah. And you can do that.
So let's take a deeper dive into the Festival of the Season.
Yes,
tell us what's going on.
So this is, I think, maybe the 4th or 5th year that we've had Festival of the Season. It started a few weeks ago, right before Thanksgiving in November, with some different fun kids events that we had going on. And we have transform the aquarium into like a winter wonderland. Santa's there in the main atrium. You can visit with him. We have visits from Scuba Claws. So one of our scuba divers gets all donned up as Santa. And of course, the real Santa is at the North Pole. Right. So this is just one of Santa's helpers who comes and interacts with our guests. So they do dive shows Thursday through Sunday at 12 and 12:30. They have dive shows where you can interact. And Scuba Claws has a really cool like headset on where he can talk to the guests on the dry side. You can ask him what you want for Christmas. And then one of the other things that's really fun is called Holodazzle. So that's our light and music show that's in our atrium. Every hour it goes off. I think it's three or four different carols and the lights and the go flash to the music and the Barisol wall and stuff like that, all choreographed to the song. So that's really fun.
So I'm looking at a list of all the holiday activities, and there's almost too much to talk about on this short segment. And, you know, being December 14th, I mean, there's already some things that have occurred, and there's still some neat things ahead. So what is coming in the next couple of weeks, and where do people go to get all the information on the holiday activities?
This Saturday is our next event. It's called Breakfast with Santa. And, you know, I feel like Breakfast with Santa is something that you can do at a lot of different places, but you can't do it with beluga whales and whale sharks and manta rays anywhere else with Georgia Aquarium. So that's this Saturday. So tickets are on sale now for that. Typically sells out, so I would grab those tickets now if you want to bring your family. And then we also have the Symphony of Snow, which is our entertainment show. That's every weekend. And then we also, what else is, what am I missing, Carol? Is there anything else I haven't talked about yet? Visits with Santa Claus, Scuba Claus. Breakfast is this Saturday. Oh, the Polar Express.
Polar Express.
So that is our 4D movie that's in the 4D Fun Believable Theater. That's also included in your ticket. All of these things, except and Breakfast with Santa is an extra ticket cost, but everything else that I've really talked about is included in your general admission ticket whenever you come to the aquarium. So you can visit the 4D theater on the second level of the aquarium and see the Polar Express in 4D, which means, you know, so that it's like going to snow and wind that kind of stuff. So it's really fun, that fourth dimension.
Yeah, very cool.
But I want to go see Scuba Claws.
He's definitely like, that's the must see kind of thing. Like if anybody asks me, what do I not want to miss whenever I come for the holidays, it's Scuba Claws.
Dinner relative of
Well,
Santa,
I mean, we'll get some stuffing in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So. I mean, everything that I'm talking about, you can find out about on our website at georgiaaquarium.org. O-R-G.
Got it. All right. Christy, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there. This is Ty Pennington. And right now, I'm walking through the construction of a home that will soon be one of the most energy efficient you can buy. And I know this because it's being built as a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. That means it's planned, analyzed, and inspected throughout the building process to guarantee that it's energy efficient and built right where it matters most. Energy efficient homes guaranteed, only from Jackson EMC. Visit jacksonemc.com.
All right, we are back with Christy Ray for Georgia Aquarium.
So, Christy, we've talked about all the fun things to do at the aquarium, but you know, it's Christmas time. My house is full of kids. I just need to escape for date night. What can I do at the aquarium without the kids?
Well, for the first time ever, we have the ultimate date night, I think. We have this really cool after hours, after work event called Sips Under the Sea that we have. It's for 21 and over. If you've been before, it's so much fun. All of our events are themed out. We do about six of them a year. Well, for the first time ever, we're going to do a New Year's Eve celebration.
Oh, nice.
So it's a black and white event. So we encourage everyone to come dressed in black and white cocktail attire. And it's a fundraiser for our best dressed black and white guests, our African penguins.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So it's a great way to get out, have fun with your friends, your family, and also support a really great cause. African penguins are, of course, endangered species.
Oh, yeah.
We do a lot of work in South Africa on their habitats and helping out with different rescues and things like that. So this is a really great way to give back while really just enjoying yourself and getting away for the kids for a night. But it's really fun. Tickets are already selling really fast.
Wow.
It's going to be an open bar. So even the general admission is open bar. VIP tickets are premium open bar. VIP comes with a dinner. There's going to be a live band in one area of the aquarium. There's going to be a DJ in another area of the aquarium. Of course, we'll have all of the party favors and everything.
Nice.
Champagne toast at midnight, light night bites to make sure you get a little something in your stomach before you take an Uber or Lyft home.
Yes, it's right next door.
Yeah, book your hotel rooms now.
Yes, so very excited about that.
We've been planning it now and we're really starting to ramp up planning, obviously, as we're getting so close to it. And we're really excited. It's going to be really fun.
It's kind of crazy to believe 17's almost over.
I know.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about that.
Okay.
That's too frustrating.
You want to talk about what's coming at the beginning of 18?
Yes.
Well, I want to do that too, but I want to go back to one thing you said, and you touched on this at the top of the show. There's pretty much nothing you're going to do there where you're buying a ticket for an event or just general admission to go see, where you're not doing some good.
Yeah.
You're not serving a cause. You're not helping an endangered species. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I love about the aquarium is that maybe you're buying a ticket to go see a spectacle and a tourist attraction, but you really are reinvesting, right, in all the work that you're doing. That's what I love about it. That's a very important mission.
Mm-hmm. A portion of every ticket that is bought that goes to Georgia Aquarium goes back into, A, the care and welfare of the animals that live at Georgia Aquarium. Mm-hmm. That comes first and foremost is the animal care that these animals receive. I was just talking to somebody this morning. We were saying like, oh, if we had the health care and, and the menu and the food that our animals have, very well taken care of. But also, like you said, out in their natural habitat too, we're always wanting to do more research, find out what's going on. What is there a connection between animal health and human health? And that's something that we've really looked into with the dolphins in the Indian River Lagoon in Florida and, you know, what's going on in their waters and how does that affect them? How does that affect us? And it's one big planet, you know, we're all connected. And so, like you said, when you buy a ticket to the aquarium, money's going back into the aquarium, but we are a nonprofit organization, so it's all going back into our animal care, and it's going to protect endangered species and other animals in their natural environment.
So let's dive back into 2018. What do you have that's coming that's new?
Well, what I think is probably most exciting and people are going to be really excited about is our new exhibit that is opening on January 19th, 2018. And that is our new puffin and Atlantic seabirds exhibit.
Cool.
Yeah. So that it's under construction right now. It will be ready to go as soon as the holidays are over. So come and enjoy with your family over the holidays. Get a membership. That way you can come back right after. Yeah. And you won't have to pay to come back to see the new puffin exhibit. It's going to be in the Coldwater Quest gallery right next to the penguin exhibit and near the southern sea otter. So that's going to be really fun. There's going to be other birds in there too, but
otters,
you know,
penguins and puffins. Yeah. I can't think of a better mix.
Really fun.
That's very cool. I feel like every time we have you guys on the show, we're talking about a specific special event. And there's endless amounts, I think. And frankly, I think I've been to several events there that were just corporate events that were there. Mm-hmm. So talk about all those opportunities and how people can do that, because it's really a great venue.
Oh, yeah. Our Ocean's Ballroom is a beautiful venue. And of course, our catering service is by Wolfgang Puck Catering. So all of the food is just delicious and first class kind of thing. So you can have your wedding there, corporate events. There's been lots of luncheons and you can just have a business meeting there. They do small meetings as well. And so you just contact our sales department. And our ballroom is huge and vast, but it can be broken up into three or four different smaller areas. So if you have a large crowd or a small group that you want to get together, it's a beautiful venue to have an event at.
Weddings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Several weddings.
Your best man could be a shark.
A penguin.
Or have a dolphin be a ring bearer.
Yeah. How cool would that be?
Could be really intriguing. It might be on a training thing you guys got to work on. So. All right. Well, gosh, a lot of exciting holiday events. I appreciate you sharing those, and appreciate you sharing all the other great things happening there and the good public works that you're doing. So grateful for all that. Christy, before we let you go, should anyone have any questions of you, how do they find you? And where do they learn more about everything happening at Georgia Aquarium?
Everything Georgia Aquarium at georgiaaquarium.org.
Okay. Christy Ray, Director of Marketing for Georgia Aquarium. Great to have you. Happy holidays.
Thanks so much. You too.
All right. That wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of today's guest, Christy Ray, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in. We look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.